At Market District, we believe in the power of great taste. So here's a little taste of all the delicious possibilities. Juicy, hand-picked heirloom tomatoes. Seared certified Angus steak over aged cheddar mashed potatoes. Or how about fresh dough, stretched by hand for every house-made pizza? Is your mouth watering yet? From produce to meats to chef-made meals, discover great taste at Market District.
All right, you all know the drill. When your number is called, step forward and repeat the phrase you've been given. Understand? Number one, step forward.
ESPN 97.5. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Powered by Infuse Energy, affordable, hassle-free energy from a company that has your back. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
What's up, Sports Mappers? Welcome to the fray. Happy to have you along on a Tuesday on The Usual Suspects. It's Barry, Nick, and Joel in studio. And as we normally do about this time, we'll let you know if you missed anything in the first 2 hours of the show. Because you were on ESPN SportsMap 94.1 and not ESPN 97.5. You can go to ESPN975.com, click on the show tab, catch up on all you missed on the podcasts. Talked about a lot of different stuff already, had some fun along the way, as we always do, and, of course, implemented you and your calls into play during the show. And, of course, we always recommend that if you're on that site, download the app, take us anywhere, everywhere, and never have to worry about anything with a signal issue ever again. With that being said, fellas, as we continue to roll on, I see that this Monday night football game might be in jeopardy.
Yeah, apparently the field in Mexico is no bueno. It is...
they said between concerts and soccer games, it is a mess. Yep. And the NFL Players Association has flown to Mexico City, and they're making an evaluation where they might cancel the game in Mexico City tonight. It has to be decided by tonight, but if they do, it would be moved back to Los Angeles.
And I'm okay with that.
I am too.
I feel like, so was this supposed to be, I guess, even though they were in Mexico City, was this a home game technically for the Rams?
I would think, obviously, one of the two teams, it's a home game. So if they're moving it to LA, you would think that's the case. But look, this is probably the biggest Monday Night Football game of the year.
Of course. It's probably the biggest game of the year, really.
Yep. Yeah. So, and, you know, we had seen, well, Saints-Rams earlier. That was a big game. But this one, Monday night stage, you just want safe playing conditions and let the best team win and let them duke it out. But if guys are slipping and risking injury.
Yeah, especially on these two teams. I mean, you don't want these two teams and the stars that are a part of these teams, especially. Like, I'm not suggesting that, oh, well, if it's the Raiders, then who cares? Then go ahead and play the game. But you've got a lot of high-profile players on both sides of this contest, and you certainly don't want to see Patrick Mahomes go out there and, you know, or pop an ACL.
Or Brandon
because
Cooks.
Because of the, yeah.
You just lost Cooper Kupp for the year.
Yeah.
You could ill afford to lose your best receiver when you still want to maintain that level of play going into the playoffs.
And by the way, we can say that it's official.
Official, yep.
Le'Veon Bell out for the year. Did not sign his tender.
4 p.m. Eastern.
Had it until 2 minutes ago.
Correct.
To get it done. It doesn't look like it happened.
He wasn't playing around.
Unless they did it, and we just don't know about it yet. But all signs point to, he ain't coming back this year. So we can get into that too. But yeah, I'm with you. I don't, you can't risk it for some, God forbid that you lose Goff or Mahomes and they suffer a catastrophic injury.
Right.
So I would be all right if they moved it.
Yeah, look, I'm sure that, you know, from the NFL's perspective, oh, it's, you know, we don't want to go into the whole refund process and it's going to be a full house in Mexico City. On the flip side, like you said, you don't want to put your best two of your best teams at risk. And could affect the long-term longevity of team, player, and the overall image of the game. It's worth the hassle of having to refund the money just to make sure that the two teams are safe.
Yeah.
Without question, you have to do that. I get it if the field is, you know, decent, better than average. But if there's any question, remember what was the one game here? The dome. The turf was so bad that before the game even started, they had to cancel the game because of the fact that there was too big a risk for the players to get injured.
And well, and it's why in Reliant they were never able to grow grass properly, and they end up having to go to the field turf.
They got rid of the trays and went to field turf, yeah. All right. So, and we got Le'Veon Bell. By the way, if you're Le'Veon Bell, how stupid do you have to be? Not only when you and again, he's an attention whore. I'm leaving Miami. I'm on my way to Pittsburgh. Then he's making sure he's visible in Pittsburgh. And then the dumbass goes to like some Lifetime Fitness and plays basketball. Can you imagine if he just sprained an ankle, or like when you're talking about when the ankle goes, you roll over and like Westbrook's injury last week? Can you imagine if he had done some stupid thing like that? Now I almost cussed. And cost him even more than the 14.5 he's not going to get this year, which he will never earn back. I don't care how big his next deal is.
Yeah, and there was a great article on USA Today where they talked about what are the different options, because I think that's confusing to a lot of people, because they were like, oh, well, you know, why not trade him? Well, he has to sign it before the tender before you can trade it. So they had a bunch of different options on here, and it said, if Bell reports, will he get an extension? No, at least not this year. Can the Steelers deal Bell this year? No, the league's trade deadline passed. Can the Steelers rescind the tag? Yes, it would immediately make him a free agent, so there's no incentive for Pittsburgh to do that. Could Pittsburgh put the transition tag on Bell next year? Yes. Its value would be less than the franchise tag. It would also likely allow them to negotiate with other teams to do so. If they do use the tag, though, they would not receive any compensation beyond a league-issued compensatory pick if Bell signs elsewhere. And then it says, could Pittsburgh franchise Bell a third time? Yes, but he would be making
25
quarterback money.
Yep.
And they said that they don't even have the cap space to
did
make
you
that
mention
happen
the transition
right now.
Tag, too?
Yep, I just did. Yep. And then it says, what if the Steelers don't tag Bell again? He becomes a free agent. And that's what he's been wanting all along. So those are some of the different options. And then they talk about the money that he wants. And I think they said that he was looking for something around $17 million a year. So
now let me ask you this.
Okay.
So if you're a team out there in the market for a running back, and you look at this situation, right? And you're looking at Le'Veon Bell. Are you happy because he sat out for a year and he'll have fresh legs and he's ready to go? Or are you questioning, like, the fact that it's over time, you've heard a ton of NFL players say it's so tough to step away for any portion of time and then try and come back and regain the form you had once you left? Because, like you said, if he's going to be demanding like $15 to $17 million a year, he better damn well be at least at the level he was before he sat out this year.
It's a risk.
What side of the fence are you on? What kind of Le'Veon Bell are we going to see next year?
Oh, I think he still has the skill set to be one of the best backs in the NFL. I think he's not there yet. He's not old enough yet. He hasn't declined yet. But I think, remember, the window on running backs in general is pretty short for the most part, unless you're Frank Gore, and then it's forever.
True.
But
he just played for Social Security.
Yeah.
And he's still kicking some butt.
But I think you take the risk, but I think that it's obviously a negotiation that you have to have with Bell, because, yeah, you might want $17 million a year. You might want a certain amount guaranteed, but I'm not willing to give you 5-6 years. You want to go 2 to 3, maybe I'll up the value a little bit, either of the guarantee or of the contract itself. But there is some inherent risk that you're not going to be great for the first couple of games, at least. You certainly need to be there. Do you risk running him out for preseason next year just to get him back in shape?
Well, and the other thing is,
because that would be something
the
that
reason
would
why I asked that is because you want to know what the market is. And if too many teams have too many red flags go up and go, I'm not sure, based on sitting out a full year and you weigh everything into consideration, age and everything else. If he doesn't have a market of at least two teams that are fighting for his services in that ballpark, the other harsh reality is he might not only have lost the 14.5 for this year, but the market for what they're going to pay him next year on a kind of almost like a prove it deal, like you're still back at the form, he might cost him more because teams might only be in that 11-12 range.
Well, keep in mind that I think it was Atlanta that offered him a 5-year, $70 million deal that he turned down, which is $14 million a year. So even if he does get 17 a year, if you're a team, you might not want to go 5 years.
Well, who offered him that? He can't get offers right now because
I think he turned down a deal.
He couldn't turn that down because he was still under the
I'm not
the
Atlanta.
The Steelers.
They offered him.
Oh, the Steelers offered
yeah,
it.
Yeah,
that.
Yeah. So, but I was bringing that up because Atlanta's Devontae Freeman and LeSean McCoy had both signed multi-year deals around the same time when he got his offer, and he wanted more. He wanted so much more. He felt like he was worth more. He wants to make quarterback money. So if you run the risk now that you might not get the full 5 years. You might get 3 years. You might get the 17 you were looking for, and maybe the guarantee is a little bit more, but the contract, the life of the contract might not be as much. Yeah. So
yeah, it'll be interesting to see how it plays out because he is
calculated risks on his part.
I used to bust on David West when he left guaranteed money on the table with the Pacers and said he was never going to make that back.
Uh-huh.
This one takes the cake because you ain't making back 14 and a half. You walked from the entire deal.
Yeah.
The only thing he did save was he saved face with that locker room because I was real interested to see how the players were going to be, if whether they would welcome him back based on all the back and forth throughout all of this. So I guess you're hoping for a clean break now. He just wants to go as a free agent because the Steelers could transition just to have the right to either get something for him.
Yeah.
Or if he signs somewhere else, get a pick. But, man.
And not only that, when you look at what Connor has done, you're like, okay, bye.
Yep.
I mean, that was the risk. I mean, you're playing chicken a little bit, and it's like, you maybe thought you were going to hurt the team a little bit by not being there, but as well as Connor has played, they look at that and go, okay, well, if we can get a pick for him or something in exchange, and we have Connor as a running back who is certainly capable, then you don't feel like you're losing much as the Steelers because you're also not hamstringing yourself with a high cap number for a guy that's getting older.
Believe me, from a personnel standpoint, there are a ton of GMs that are going to be concerned about the fact that you went from all the wear and tear that he went through for all those years consecutively, and your body has a tendency to relax and change a little bit when you take a full 12-month off. Because remember, he didn't go to training camp.
No.
He didn't go to preseason.
And I'm sure he's doing, drills. Well, I'm sure he's drilling. I'm sure he's,
you hope so.
Running and staying in shape, but that's different than getting contact.
One of the
contact.
Reports out of Pittsburgh said he was playing basketball because he was completely out of shape.
It's less wear and tear on your body, too, if you're not getting taken a pounding. But it's also not the same thing if you're just out there running shuttle drills and doing walkthroughs and stuff like that. So, it's a weird situation, man. But I think it's one that this might actually end up benefiting players throughout, because I think that this could be, and because the teams are going to say, look, this has been weird for the Steelers as well and put them in a bad situation. They got lucky in Connor performing well, but this could be one of those situations where you start to see more guaranteed money for guys because of this, because teams don't want to have to mess with this going forward.
Yeah, because you're right. It's set a precedence in a lot of ways going forward for a lot of teams to be prepared for anything at all costs. Because it's been crazy. And good for the Steelers, though. Press on, move on. They've been staunch in saying, we're going to deal with the players that are in our locker room. I forget what Tomlin's exact quote was, but we're not going to deal with being held hostage. We're going to deal with the people that are reporting every single day. And they've done that. And after a slow start, they look like one of the powers in the AFC again. So they're moving forward, and so is Le'Veon Bell. All right, so are we. We're going to take a quick break. We're going to come back with a whole lot more. We appreciate you being a part of the show. It's The Usual Suspects. It's Sports Map 94.1 and ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, welcome back to the final hour of The Usual Suspects, SportsMap 94.1, ESPN 97.5. Always appreciating you along for the ride. Covered a lot of ground today on the show. We were just talking some NFL football, and we've covered Rockets a little bit, NBA a little bit, some baseball news. So we got a lot. We got sportsy today for you.
Yeah, we did. Non-sports wise, I found this really cool article that talked about the best and worst cities to start a career in.
Okay,
you ready for this?
Sure.
Do you want the best or the worst first?
Nick, you call it.
What you want? Best cities.
Let's go with the worst.
Worst cities to start a career in. Number 10, no surprise, Detroit.
Yeah, it's
that's not a shocker at all.
Yep.
North Las Vegas, Nevada, number 9.
Really?
I would be a little surprised, but I mean, when you think about Vegas, there's really not a lot of jobs. There's
it's
a job
strip
at the casino, but I don't know if you would necessarily consider that a career, unless you get into like hotel management, maybe. But that's a select few. Number 8, Jackson, Mississippi. Number 7, Newport News, Virginia. Number 6, Montgomery, Alabama. 5, Newark. 4, Hialeah, Florida.
I'm here to tell you, Newark is another armpit.
Yeah.
Newark is, oof.
3, Oxnard. 2, Shreveport, Louisiana. Don't go to Shreveport for a job. Number 1, Santa Clarita, California. All right? So none in Texas.
Nope.
That's good. All right, the 10 best spots to start a career. Number 10, Grand Rapids, Michigan.
Huh? Really?
Yeah.
I've never guessed.
Me either. Raleigh, North Carolina, number 9. Denver, number 8, which is where I want to go. I would move to Denver like that. Nora would never do it.
It's too cold.
I've tried to get her to go, and she said, I'll go.
I'll move with you.
But in the winter, I would quit my job each year and just stay home because she's not going to get out in the cold.
Well, but here's the thing.
Like, that's the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
Hey, Denver's weird that way because of the altitude and everything else because my best friend lived there for a while.
Uh-huh.
One day it can be 72 degrees. Then it gets cold. Then it snows. Then it goes back to like...
In the winter?
Yeah, it's weird.
Really?
Yeah, it really fluctuates in the winter. So it's not like Midwest or the East where it's cold all the time. Denver kind of fluctuates a little bit, but yeah, it's still... You have to be prepared
for
it.
So, you know, driving through New Mexico and all that and then back home and through the kind of the panhandle and looking at all the land out there, I got home and I told my wife, I was like, man, I really want us to look into buying some acreage out somewhere, whether it be... You know, in New Mexico, because I drove through the Valley of Fire, which was beautiful. You're surrounded by mountains, and it's just a big lava flow. In fact, you can go to Google Maps and just zoom in on New Mexico near Ruidoso, and there's the Valley of Fire. You can see it. It's just this large mass that looks like dark brown or black, and it's all from old lava flows. But just driving through there, I was like, man, it would be so awesome to have 40 acres out here, 30 acres, 20 acres. So I told her that. I was like, you know, I want to do that. I even thought about Wyoming. I think would be a great spot to buy some land. You know what she says?
What are you, Phil Jackson?
No, she goes, I mean, maybe we could keep this house and I could visit you.
What?
That's the best thing ever.
That's great.
What?
Bye, Felicia.
But then she says, oh, well, what if we compromise and we get some land in the panhandle of Texas? Do you know that it gets cold in the panhandle?
Oh, yeah, it does.
She was like, oh, it does? Yeah, just because it's Texas doesn't mean it's just automatically hot. Like, you get plenty of snow and
Dallas
stuff.
Dallas gets a lot of crappy weather.
They get some snow on occasion.
Yep.
Yeah, they definitely have more. All right, back to the list. Sorry. Number 7, Columbia, South Carolina. Number 6, Austin, Texas. That is the only... Texas city on here.
I expected Austin to be in that list.
I expected him to be higher.
Houston to be on this list, to be honest with you. With the oil and gas, I mean, you hear me plug in UMD Academy. With oil and gas, with the medical field, I mean, these are places where you start a career as a nurse, career as a doctor, whatever. Anesthesiology, you know, in oil and gas. I thought that, plus we have a pretty good tech sector. But Houston doesn't make the list. That surprised me. Because when the economy goes bad in this country, guess where everybody moves to for jobs? Houston or Texas, but didn't make the list. The only Texas
Austin,
city
wasn't Austin. When you talk about from a tech standpoint, weren't they in one of the Dell. Running for Google too?
Yeah, yeah. Amazon.
Yeah. There you go.
Number 5 was Tempe, Arizona. I would move to Arizona.
I heard Scottsdale is nice.
Dude,
Scottsdale
is amazing.
I also heard there's a lot of cougars, so you might want to move
Scottsdale.
Nick.
Yeah,
really? a lot of rich hot cougars.
Oh, I'm talking about animals when you're playing golf and stuff.
No. Like rich, hot cougar women. Yeah. I've heard that. If you're a single dude, that might be a spot to move
Get
to.
Nick.
Get you a career.
I mean,
Number 4, Charleston, South Carolina. Number 3, Atlanta, Georgia. Here's the one I don't understand. This is kind of why I wanted to. Number 2, Orlando, Florida. Isn't that just Disney?
I've been to Orlando. I wasn't a big fan,
what?
To be honest.
What kind of career is
it? It's slightly overrated.
It's over the top commercial. Commercialized.
That's what I'm saying.
Everything
what,
is.
What do you career as? Isn't Disney near Orlando?
Oh yeah,
it is.
There,
yeah.
It's in Orlando.
Then what the hell? I mean, other than being a Disney character or a dancer or
Amway's there too, I think.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Well, and number 1, the number 1 city in America to start a career according to Wallet Hub, Salt Lake City, Utah.
Oh boy.
All right, now that list.
You
want to
talk about the difference between Orlando and commercialization and Salt Lake? The mountains are beautiful. The natural scenery is beautiful. And God help you if you have to live there.
Why?
Because one, when we used to visit with the team,
yeah,
you have to get a sponsor that's a local person so you can drink. And a temporary drink license is like 10 to 25 bucks.
What?
Just to be able to drink if you're visiting. Yeah. And it's just, there's just not, if you ski, sure. You want to go climb the mountains, great. If you're a Mormon, it's fantastic because you get the Tabernacle Choir and everything that's going on with that. But no, overall, God, it was so boring every time we went there.
Yeah, that
the sponsorship thing too. When we played them in the playoffs, and we're like, we're here for 3 days, and we're gonna have to find some local yokel to sponsor us for three straight nights.
That would suck.
Just ridiculous.
I would not want that at all. I don't know that I would ever move to Utah.
Nope.
You talk about being cold.
I'll pass.
I will definitely pass on moving to Utah. I have no desire.
Austin being there surprises me too, because it's supposed to be what, Junior Hollywood? Because you had Matthew McConaughey and Julia Roberts and everybody.
Well, it's a music town.
It is a music town, but they've also said, like, from a filmmaking perspective, a lot of films are being made in the Austin area.
In Texas, yeah, you've got the film industry, you've got the music industry.
Technology.
I can tell you, yeah, it's
technology.
Kind of
becoming the new San Francisco, like the new
every
technology.
Year they have the big
Dell is
city
out
now.
There. Dell is based there. But
South by Southwest.
Well, that's what I say, like a music town, an industry town.
And South by Southwest has become, it used to be just music, but now it is music and tech combined, right? Because they still.
I don't know if it's tech. I know that they do have like some comedy.
Right around South by Southwest, either it's during the same time or right after that, where they have like big.
Yeah.
Like big name people, like Steve Jobs used to go there and speak. And people used to speak too.
The other thing I you think about all of the different things that goes on. You've got Dallas. You've got it was strange to me to look at that list and think that you could go to Orlando or go to Salt Lake City for a career, but not Dallas. So that's just weird to me. You know what's not weird to me though? Saving money and making your wife happy. Those are two super important things. And I got a guy on the phone right now that's going to help you do that for Christmas and for the holidays. My guy, Mark Klein. Mark, how are you going to help the people? How are you going to help our listeners be heroes with their wives?
You know, we've been doing it for years. And so I've been doing it since 1990. If you go to, you know, like all guys out there, those looking for a diamond ring, they got to do something for their wife or their girlfriend. Get them something for Christmas time. Well, if you're looking for a diamond pendants, earrings, bracelets, whatever it is, don't go to a mall to some stupid half-price sale. Don't go to the guy who has the best price, who's like some wholesaler, dealer guy. Check me out. It's going to be the best price in the city of Houston. Plain and simple. It's Klein's Jewelry. We've been here since 1969. I've been doing it again, like I said, since 1990. We're at Westheimer and Townview. We're in the Houston Restaurant Shopping Center. It's going to be the best deal in the city of Houston. I've been taking care of my listeners for years. If you come in, at least check my price. You can call me on the phone and get the price. I'll quote you my price over the phone. Diamond pendants, diamond earrings, diamond bracelets. We manufacture the jewelry right here in the store, so your price is going to be much less. I have a small store. I don't have some huge conglomerate store that you got to pay retail prices. Now, you're paying from a guy who's buying it from the money out of his pocket to take care of the listeners every single time they come in the store. So check me out, 832-316-1388. That's 832-316-1388. You can call me now. Check out KleinsJewelry.com or check us out if you're looking for anything in diamond jewelry this holiday season.
I can attest to that fact because my wife had something very specific that she wanted in mind, not just from the diamond, but the way that the ring looked. You were able to make her a custom ring to the exact specifications, and I'm like forever indebted to you. Not only did you make her happy, but you saved me a ton of money.
Yeah,
so.
But I saved you a ton of money. It's better than going to some stupid mall and getting jacked up because we don't know what we're doing. Plain and simple.
Exactly right.
If you want diamonds, give us a call. It'll be the best.
832-316-1388. Mark Klein is going to hook you up, man. Give him a call right now. Mark, we appreciate it, bud.
See you there.
All right. 832-316-1388. Klein's Fine Jewelry. Check him out.
You can now listen to all your favorite shows on the Amazon Echo.
Oh, sweet, dude.
Just say, Alexa, open ESPN 97.5.
Now playing ESPN 97.5.
I see you there. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, welcome back to the big show. We got 30 minutes to go in the big show. It's Barry, Nick, and Joel on a Tuesday. We appreciate you on both SportsMap 94.1 and ESPN 97.5. Running the gamut on a lot of things, on a lot of sports and things. And you still had news and notes from the NFL. Good news out of Texans camp, by the way. It looks like, aside from the news and notes, you have Kiki Kuti is trending on the upwards to possibly be available. Thank goodness.
Yeah.
Hasn't taken a long time. God, this guy.
He's got Texans fans salivating.
Does he?
For what he can do on the field.
Well, I'm just waiting for your tweet when he does play this week.
I mean,
to have another breakout.
If I feel it, I'll let you know.
Thanks. I'm sure you will.
News and notes from around the NFL. Starting with the hometown team, the Houston Texans released wide receiver Malachi Dupree. Not that big of a deal. They did sign a running back, free agent Josh Ferguson of the Patriots. Signed to the practice squad. Redskins wide receiver Jamison Crowder will receive another MRI on his injured ankle. The Bills have parted ways with the horrible Nathan Peterman.
God, the fact that he lasted this long.
Like 8 interceptions in 12 games or something like that.
I saw somebody last night that was calculating his completion percentage and his quarterback rating was better to the other team than it was to the Bills.
Tampa Bay Buccaneers have announced that Ryan Fitzpatrick will start in week 11. So, and on Shut Up, they were talking about that, where Dirk Cotter is basically, this is as much an indictment on Jameis Winston as it is anything, the fact that they won't go back to him after as bad as Fitzpatrick has played. Ravens QB Joe Flacco is receiving treatment on his injured hip, but Harbaugh is hopeful he can play. Kansas City Chiefs wide receiver Sammy Watkins is expected to return to action in week 11. Sam Darnold is out of his walking boot. Todd Bowles told reporters on Monday, November 12th, it's too early to know if he will be ready for the Patriots in week 12. Hugh Jackson's got a job, landed with the Bengals to help their offense. Good luck with that. And Dolphins wide receiver Devontae Parker suffered an AC joint sprain in the shoulder, considered week to week. So other than that, Edelman's injury wasn't that serious.
Nor was
not expected to miss much time.
The other receiver for the Dolphins, they thought tore his Achilles last week, and luckily they found out he did not. He had been, but the Dolphins bye week couldn't come at a better time. Man. They are really dinged up.
Yeah.
And the crazy thing is, talk about bad divisions. Aside from the Patriots, that division is horse bleep, and they're actually still in it.
Yeah. You want your power rankings for the top 10?
Sure.
In the NFL?
Just make sure you get the Texans in the top 8.
Number 11, Green Bay. There you go.
Stop it. They are not.
They are.
The Packers are the 11th rated team in the league? Yes. What are the people watching? Not what I'm watching every week.
How do you have, I mean, well, they,
good
they're,
Lord, that's terrible.
They're ahead of the Redskins and the Eagles and the Titans and the Seahawks. But see, all of those teams are
ridiculous.
So wishy-washy. I mean, we talked about this yesterday. These are teams, there's not a lot of teams that you can trust from week to week in the NFL. I think there's 3 or 4 teams that you look at every week and go, if they lose, it's weird. But outside of, you know, maybe the top 4 or 5, even the Patriots to a certain degree, I know they've only lost 3 games, but they have looked really vulnerable and hard to figure out at times. So number 10, the Houston Texans.
That's low for you, isn't it?
I mean, I had them at 8. What was it, last week when AJ and Fred decided to make fun of me for having them at 8? But they are ranked 10th right now. Number 9, the Carolina Panthers. Number 8, the Minnesota Vikings. Number 7, the Chicago Bears. Number 6, the New England Patriots. 5, the Pittsburgh Steelers. At 4 is the Chargers. Number 3, the Rams. Number 2, the Chiefs. And number 1, New Orleans Saints. Congratulations, Clarence. So,
well, I'll tell you what. The Bears, it's just fool's gold. I just thought I'd join in, too. So then I'll get my hate from all the Patrick and everybody that'll call in and say, you just hate them because you're the Packer fan. No, I'm not a Trubisky fan yet, but I think he's getting better.
Yeah, at 6-3, it's hard to figure them out too a little bit.
The biggest question is what the Vikings and the Eagles to me are the two biggest disappointments this year.
You're right. You would expect the
and
Vikings
the Falcons,
to be
by
better.
The way, I'll throw them in there because their offensive weapons were just sick, and they kept adding on the defensive side. Those three teams to me,
yeah,
Very big disappointments.
Yeah, I'm with you. I think the Falcons more so than the Vikings. I mean, the Vikings still show signs that they can, you know. I mean, and they don't have a lose. It's not like they have a losing record. It's not like they're getting, you know, they've lost three games out of the nine that they've played. So that's not terrible. They had the tie, which they did tie a bad team. But other than that, you didn't even, you weren't.
I was like.
Yeah, you didn't hear that. I basically said they tied a bad team, and that was your Packers. So
they did. And look, and I'm, you know what, here's the thing. And Lisa I did not even watch the game this last Sunday in the man cave. I watched it in the living room while doing other things.
Because she's, you were like, what's whatever.
Going? I'm like, I watched them get a punt blocked. I watched them fumble. I watched them do all these things. And I'm like, and she goes, why are you not getting upset? Like, you know, I go, because
they suck.
If they weren't playing the Dolphins today, they would have lost to pretty much every team in the league with the exception of the fact they have Aaron Rodgers. But they are a crap team this year. And if they don't use – because they're, what they're doing right now is what LeBron supposedly is doing, same thing in L.A.
Yeah.
Like, they're biding their time. They got rid of Clinton Dix. They're going to get all this money. And they're going to – supposedly now the new GM is going to load up for Rodgers. If they don't –
All right. So if I might do this on my – I've been doing like – Twitter questions or polls just for whatever, just to see what people are thinking. Like when I did the trios this morning, I tweeted out, who's the biggest a-hole to the media?
Oh, you had, yeah, okay.
What?
Oh, no, go ahead.
What?
You should have seen exactly what happened on your poll, but go ahead.
What happened on my
just
poll?
Just continue.
I said, who's the biggest a-hole? Is it Nick Saban, Bill Belichick, Greg Popovich, or Bill O'Brien? What happened?
Keep going. Don't worry about it.
And right now, Bill O'Brien is leading at 29%.
I think that's skewed because of the locals.
Yeah.
Because if you ask that question nationally, I don't think Bill O'Brien's even in the conversation. I think the other three guys, because on a week-to-week basis, what you see on SportsCenter and what you read about on the internet, we know what Saban did with Maria Taylor on ESPN in the interview.
I mean,
interview.
Did you see his most recent one when they asked him about sitting Tua versus the Citadel? And he goes, well, I'm not taking directions on how to run my program from you.
Right. He constantly, we know
that.
All about the Belichicks, and I'm not talking about that. We're on to this game. We're on to that game. No, we're not. He's just crying. And we all know what Pop does with sideline reporters in game, unless it's Jeff Van Gundy.
Yeah.
Or the late Craig Sager.
It's funny. So most people have been saying that Bill O'Brien is leading this. And obviously, I think there is a hometown skew. But they're saying that the other guy, three guys at least have earned the right to be somewhat of an a-hole because they have championships
under
their belt.
I was just going to say, what's wrong with this picture? With the other three guys, they're winners.
Yeah. That's part
not
of the
Not 9-7
part of the issue.
Winners, not division winners.
But I saw the Nick Saban thing. But so maybe my next one, if you want to vote, at Barry is funny, if you want to check out my poll. The other one, maybe you're onto something here with the most disappointing teams, because you mentioned Minnesota.
Philly,
you mentioned the Falcons. Philly, don't forget Jacksonville.
Good point. Another one I missed.
Might be
you're
the
right.
four. So that might be my next poll is of those four, who's been the most disappointing? So you'll get a chance to check out my poll later.
Is that the second reference you've done with that? Yeah.
Huh?
I got Joel first. I can
no
get you
idea
second.
What you're talking about. Are you
should have seen exactly what happened on your poll, but go ahead.
I knew it too.
Nick, have you been on my poll today? have you gotten in on my poll? Huh?
You should have seen exactly what happened on your poll, but go ahead.
Why do you keep running mine? He said about three of them.
You should have seen exactly what happened on your poll, but go ahead.
Joe, why are you looking at my poll so closely?
You should have seen exactly what happened on your poll, but go ahead.
Because you put it out there.
I'll stop.
For everybody to see.
I knew when I put my poll out there for everyone to look at, you of all people would have studied it so closely.
All right, we're all 12 years old. Let's continue with the rankings, please.
If that was me, I'd get dong and da-da-da-da-da joke. Okay.
No, but instead you just got this.
You should have seen exactly what happened on your poll, but go ahead.
And by the way, six times already?
What were you talking about? What happened that I should have seen? Because I'm looking at it.
Oh, you want me to? I know you set me up for these things because you want me to talk about it. Some guy with four followers chimed in and goes, hey, Jerry, hey, Barry, you forgot to put Pac-Man Joel on that list.
Oh. Oh. Okay.
Idiot.
Yeah, I think I did see that. But
I'm sure you did, yeah.
Oh, yeah, Chris said, where's the option for Pac-Man Joel?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah,
halfway up your ass, Chris. How about that?
Meow.
Want to cover some distance?
Meow. Never mind. I didn't mean for my poll to start an argument between you two.
Zach Smith, by the way, after we talked about it yesterday.
Yeah. Man, he just keeps going.
He's not done. He's at it again. Now he's talking about, after talking with several lawyers, I honestly need to know how and what Brett McMurphy is doing is not illegal. Publishing complete lies at my expense, but because I'm a public figure, it's okay. What is wrong with this world? And it goes on from there. So if you want a little entertainment, check out the Twitter account of Coach Zach Smith again.
Watch a man self-destruct.
Well, you got that right.
And he is going down in flames quickly.
Yep.
Hey, guys, now is your time to get involved in the oil and gas industry, and UMD Academy is offering an oil and gas basics class that is going to get you ready and get you prepared for a new career. Now, this is for non-oil and gas professionals. Now, I mean, look, if you're in the oil and gas business and you need a refresher or you need to come up to speed, maybe you find yourself behind, sure, check it out. But what it's designed for is to get those of you looking for a career change, looking to get in an industry that could be a little more lucrative for you, that can offer you more opportunities as you advance in your career. UMD Academy has just what you need. These courses include stuff like intro to oil and gas. They've got upstream drilling. They've got training in the day in the life of a project engineer. They have a women in engineering course. They have an IT basics. Let me tell you something. I was in the oil and gas business for many, many years, and I was in IT, and it took me a long time to figure out how all of that works in the oil and gas business, because it's not easy. There's a lot of stuff. There's a lot of moving parts, and this is going to help you hit the ground running when you start your new career. And what sets UMD Academy apart from everybody else, it's their commitment to the students and their want to see you succeed. They have resume building. They'll coach you once you get started in your career, so they have career coaching available. They even do mock interviews with you so that you are prepared when you go out there and start trying to get some of these jobs in the oil and gas business. And listen, I don't want you to miss this opportunity. It's a great way to make a career change. A lot of you out there are probably wanting that right now. And here's your chance to do it and save some money in the process. When you sign up at umdes.com/learn, use ESPN Radio as a promo code and you will save 10% off your classes. One more time, that's promo code ESPN Radio saves you 10% on this fantastic package. Get that career change going. For more information, to sign up and to get all of the information, go to umdes.com/learn. That's umdes.com/learn.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, here we go. Final segment of the show. Appreciate you being along for the ride. It's The Usual Suspects on a Tuesday. And as usual, we don't have a theme for Way Back Wednesday just yet. Anything come up recently?
I mean, I'm leaving that on you guys. I told you guys. Yeah, you ain't leaning on me because I already suggested
mine. Isn't Blade Marvel?
I think so, yes.
Well, then I'm in. I'll just do the Blade soundtrack. Just go ahead and put me down for the Blade soundtrack.
Nope,
done.
Got to submit it.
Nope, done.
Nope,
okay.
Doesn't count.
All right, I'm just going to email you right now. Firing off Blade soundtrack.
The world needs more.
Nope.
Now it's more Nickelback. We can just I was going to say, because I'm just going to do, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to submit 8 times Hero by the lead singer of Nickelback for that one Spider-Man movie and suck it. You guys can all just, I'm not going to win the damn poll anyway, so I might as well torture y'all.
No, you
Chad Kruger. I'm going to let you hear Chad Kruger 8 times.
Yeesh. We have a call on the line. Tom Herman is on the phone, apparently, and he wants to talk about Twitter.
All right, Tommy. What's up?
Tom.
Yeah, Zach Smith. Before you say it, Zach Smith, yeah, I beat up the pizza man. He was 2 minutes late. That's what he gets. Better be glad the neighbor was there. Fellas, I was just down here at the Hands of Love You Long Time Massage Parlor, or as I like to call it, the House of the Rising Tom. Talk about good place to be, fellas. They got them sex robots in the back. Ho-ho. Talk about Domo Arigato, Mrs. Roboto. Cliff Kingsbury, I'll fight you.
Okay. One, obviously not Tom Herman. No. I
what gave it away? God.
Number two, Domo Arigato,
Mr. Roboto. It was good. I'm going to give him credit for that one.
It was pretty well done.
How long do you think he thought that out?
Good effort. Good for you.
Yeah. 24 hours?
Man. Oh, gosh. I'm just...
Nick, you just got to save him doing the...
A lot like...
Domo Arigato, Mr. Roboto.
A lot like U of H's season, Mike's calls are up and down. And that was a win. That got him in the win column for the day. Good for him.
Taking a shot at the Cougs.
What about Domo Arigato, Mrs. Roboto?
Mrs. I missed that so the first time. Stupid. Mrs. Roboto.
Oh, my God. That is so stupid and funny. Good for him. All right, couple of texts. What's up?
Christina said, by the way, for Way Back Wednesday, breakup songs inspired by Mello. We kind of were on that. We were on that train a while back as a suggestion.
But. Yeah. Somebody, Josh and Beaumont said, whoever's losing at halftime between Dallas and Atlanta should have to fire their coach at the half. The other team should fire their coach at the end of the game.
I just want one of these coaches to retire in the middle of a game like some of these players. Just don't show up to the second half. Just
like that one college coach.
Yeah, but do it at the NFL level. It'd be way more
that would
dramatic.
Be cool. Just walk off, call
a
timeout.
So funny.
Timeout!
He throws his headset off.
Just headset off.
Yeah.
Cans the play
if Jason
calling
Garrett
sheet
Garrett
to somebody
that,
else.
Jerry Jones would have his Geppetto puppet strings and go, no, you're not, and pull him right back.
Somebody showed a GIF or a video of a guy who dressed up as Jason Garrett for Halloween.
Yeah.
And he had just all of this stuff on. Because, you know, Garrett's got the belt. And he had all this stuff. And he looked like Jason Garrett. He had the clap going. Which I had noticed 2 weeks ago when the Cowboys were getting shellacked. And everyone was just moaning how much their offense sucked. Mm-hmm. Everyone was more angered and aggravated just by Jason Garrett clapping on the sidelines than anything. They hate it. I have no idea why, but then you don't hear it this week. It's all good in the neighborhood because they won. Last week, that's all I saw on my timeline. Screw Jason Garrett and all the stupid clapping. Okay, well, there you go.
What's it going to take for him to survive? Because the thing is, the people of Dallas
mm-hmm.
have had enough of the whole wrath of Jerry. You're not winning. You haven't won in 20-some years. You keep protecting your guy. I think that the straw that's going to break the camel's back in this case is Aikman's not done. Aikman, again, this week was out there continually staying on the soapbox of they need to make some major changes. And it's kind of rare because Jason Garrett backed up Aikman.
Yeah.
So you would think they were kind of tight, but he's not holding back. Troy is spraying bullets on the Cowboys.
Speaking of coaches, somebody wanted to know from you on the text line, can the Packers head coach be on the hot seat?
Indeed he is.
Is he on the hot seat?
Without a question. If you watch, obviously you don't, when I watch Twitter during and after games, that is target number one.
Yeah.
And the fact that there is no secret in the fact, and even they mentioned on the broadcast this last week, McCarthy and Rodgers just, it's the relationship is worn out.
Really?
And it so happens. I don't, yeah, it does. And it's been a long time. They're like third or fourth on the all-time coach quarterback win totals and all that. But you can see, like, a lot of times you see McCarthy send the play in and you see Rodgers already get bitter beer face and start shaking his head and going, what the F are we?
Of course, if they were 7-2, it wouldn't be a problem.
It would be a problem. It just wouldn't be, it wouldn't be as noticeable.
Winning cures everything, doesn't it?
I agree. That's
they would
fair.
Be they would be getting along. And NASCAR Johnny said, solid call by OU Mike. Indeed it was.
It was good today. Yeah.
Whoever the intern is doing the podcasting labeled Palillo's show as y'all's hour number one.
Don't ever do that to us
Radu,
again.
Radu, you are fired.
Yep.
You dumb idiot.
Yeah.
You big dumb idiot. What are you doing out there? You and your fancy sweater. Maybe if you put as much effort into doing our podcast as you did putting on your sweater vest every day.
Rat's ass Radu. If he's into Fart Sharara.
What a dick.
What are you doing?
Just, well, they're on a delay, so he's not going to get this for a couple more minutes.
I don't think that fits, but yeah. Charlie's show and the usual suspects.
Real quick, so the AP poll came out, obviously, on Monday.
Mm-hmm. ESPN's doing their
big announcement tonight. Yeah, not a lot of movers and shakers. 1-7 stayed the same. Washington State jumped up a couple of spots in the AP poll to number 8. Ohio State and LSU both dropped a spot. Ohio State now number 9, LSU number 10. So UCF stays at number 11. I tell you what, 22 in a row. Yep. I think College Game Day is going to UCF. I'm not suggesting that they be in the top five, but when you win 22 games in a row, I don't care who you're playing. That's still pretty damn difficult.
Josh Heupel's their coach.
Is he really?
Yeah. They interviewed him last night with Scott Van Pelt, and I was like, damn, didn't he win a Heisman?
Didn't he go after he won a Heisman at Oklahoma. Did he go after Kirk Herbstreit a little bit and challenge him and say, come out? And
Is he one of the guys that wanted game day there?
Yeah, I think he had a few words for Kirk Herbstreit.
I'm not mad at him. I got a couple words for him, too, sometimes.
I heard Kirk saying he might need a couple of extra bodies around him when he's at UCF, so that'll be interesting.
No doubt about it.
All right.
All right, fellas. Good show again today. Well done, and we'll weigh back Wednesday at tomorrow.
Are you going to text us what the theme is going to be?
Yeah, Nick, are you?
Huh, Nick? Are you going to do your job?
I'm going to throw one more suggestions out there.
Go ahead.
But that's it. I'll send it via text.
Okay.
Stop looking at Barry's poll.
Yeah.
That's you, sir.
Stay off my poll, guys. All right, right now, Vortex, it's Houston's first and only multisensory indoor cycling and boxing studio. And I have had some of you ask me, Barry, what exactly does that mean? It means that you're not just sitting there in some bright gym lifting weights with a bunch of dudes around you grunting and all that. Multisensory means as you're in this rumble class, as you're in the boxing class and you're learning how to box and hitting the heavy bags, the lights are dimmed a little bit, so you're into the mood of what's going on at the time of the workout. The music changes as the pace of the class changes. That's what they mean by multisensory. And that's both in the rumble class, the boxing class, and in the ride class or the spin classes. So that goes on in both of them. Both classes, 45 minutes long. They've got morning classes. They've got afternoon classes. I prefer to work out in the afternoon. And when I get back next week from El Paso, you guys can come join me Tuesday and Thursday. I'm there boxing on Tuesday and I'm there riding on Thursday. Come out and take a class with me. And if you want to take a class, if you want to just try one, $25 is all it costs to try one of the classes. You can get a $40 unlimited walk-in class for 1 week to give the whole program a try. And if you fall in love with it, which I know you will, you can get a monthly unlimited Rumble or Ride membership for only $195. Remember that when you learn the boxing, it's not just like Taibo type boxing. You're learning from boxers. Trey was an alternate on the Olympic team. He was a boxer in the Army, so he actually knows how to box, and he shows you how to do that. The ride classes are outstanding. Full body workouts, like I said, and the best part is all of the equipment is there. You don't need boxing gloves. You don't need wraps. They can provide all that for you. They have it available to you, including the shoes for the spin classes. Morning and afternoon classes available. 1707 West Gray is where they are located. 281-501-3094. If you want more information, the easiest way to do it is just go to vortextexas.com. That's vortextexas.com.
This is DeAndre Hopkins, wide receiver for the Houston Texans, and you're listening to ESPN 97.5.
Then I didn't know if they sniffed their own farts or not.
A gift from.
This is Amy Brown from Feeling Things with Amy and Kat. Back to school season always feels like a fresh start, not just for kids, but for all of us. It's a great reminder to create new routines and find meaningful ways to connect with our family, friends, and community. Hasbro games make it easy to gather around the table. Put the screens away, share some laughs, and create joyful memories together. Whether it's Monopoly, Connect Four, Guess Who, or another family favorite, there's something for everyone. You can find these and other Hasbro favorites at your local Walmart, walmart.com, or simply tap the link in today's show notes to bring more play into your week.
At Market District, we believe in the power of great taste, like juicy heirloom tomatoes, cheesy house-made pizza, and fresh artisan-made bread. From produce to meats to chef-made meals, discover great taste at Market District.